and we're about to talk to Anna Kendrick. Why am I singing? Because she so often does, and so well.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle of whiskey for the way.
Anna Kendrick performance of Cups performed with Cups as percussion in the unexpected hit about a cappella groups Pitch Perfect. Then there was her performance as Cinderella in Into the Woods this past holiday season.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares.
And now there's the last 5 years, the film based on the cult favorite off-Broadway musical of the same name, Anna Kendrick starring as Kathy Hyatt, a struggling actress whose marriage to a successful writer, Jamie Wellerstein, played by Jeremy Jordan, falls apart. We're not giving anything away. The film begins with that ending.
Jamie is over and Jamie is gone. Jamie's decided it's time to move on.
You may also know Anna Kendrick from Up in the Air with George Clooney, the Twilight series, but film critic Ty Burr says of her performance in 5 years, she's one of the potentially unique musical movie stars of her generation. And now the Maine native is on the other side of the country and joins us from Los Angeles. Anna, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, and I so apologize for even uttering a note in your presence.
That was very sweet, actually.
Well, but do people, I feel
But like, you sounded like you were chanting. You weren't really committing to a melody.
Well, that would be frightening if I did. But, I mean, the point is, when I think of you, I think of you turning with that dewy skin and hopeful eyes to the screen and singing. Do people say that to you, that we maybe hear you singing more than speaking?
Oh, God, my apologies for that. Yeah, I do sort of worry that I'm, you know, going to gain a not so great reputation as sort of Sally musical, you know, in a way that will annoy people. And I don't mean to be doing all of these movie musicals. It's just that in my lifetime, this is the first time that people are making movie musicals with this kind of frequency. And I know that these things are cyclical and, you know, there may be a time when, you know, movie musicals go out of popularity, and I'm glad to be a part of them while I can.
It seems like it's in your blood. You made your Broadway debut at the age of 12 in High Society, became the second youngest Tony nominee in Broadway history. When did you find that voice?
I think as a kid, the voice comes before any kind of straight performance does, because it's easy to sing Janet Jackson in the mirror. You don't really perform monologues, you know, from Edward Albee plays in the mirror. So in a way, singing came first. It's just that I found a greater creative outlet in acting. And, you know, the fact that I am considered competent musically for an actor, you know, means that I get to be a part of these films. And I'm really grateful that, you know, I've sort of tricked people into thinking that I'm a vocalist as well as an actress.
Well, and there is so much acting, emoting in this role. Let's tell people, it's mind-bending. It starts with you alone after the breakup of the marriage, then goes back in time for you from a wife who feels obliterated, eliminated by the shadow of her husband's fame, back to a girl with stars in her eyes.
Goodbye until tomorrow. Goodbye till I recall how to breathe.
Now, Jeremy Jordan's character storyline goes in the opposite direction. He has said that when he was in college in 2003, Jason Robert Brown's off-Broadway musical version of The Last 5 Years was the bar for voice majors, up there with Sondheim because of its emotional singing. His character goes from starry-eyed to angry at the wife who he says can't bear for him to succeed when she can't.
No one can give you courage! No one can thicken your skin. I will not fail so you can be comfortable, Kathy. I will not lose because you can't win.
People talk about how his career taking off and Kathy's career going nowhere was a factor that ended the marriage. And in a sense, that's true. But in another, it's more the thing that they could point to say, this is why our marriage fell apart, because it's easier to deal with than, you know, admitting that you weren't a good match and you weren't communicating and you were unkind to each other and didn't put in the work that you needed to. But it is kind of trippy. I mean, luckily, every movie I've ever shot or will shoot is completely out of sequence. So the challenge of telling Kathy's story backwards while Jamie tells his story forwards was, you know, the same challenge. But in this film, we had the music to guide us.
Well, let's listen to a little of that music. This is when Kathy is in Ohio. She's been banished to sort of summer stock in Ohio, but is still trying to make the best of it when her increasingly famous husband comes to visit. Let's listen.
See, I'm smiling. That means I'm happy that you're here. I stole this sweater from the costume shop. It makes me look like Daisy May. See, we're laughing. I think we're gonna be okay.
That frustration, even when she's saying, see, I'm smiling, see, I'm happy, you know, that frustration is underneath the surface and layering years of resentment and frustration under this facade of trying to make it work was challenging.
Yeah.
And that's almost a harder intention to play than, you know, letting it all out. Letting it all out is sort of the easy bit.
The point is, Jamie, that you can't spend a single day that's not about you and you and nothing but you. Marvelous novelist you. Isn't he wonderful? Just 28, the savior of writing.
It is mostly singing, and it's
yeah.
going through wretched emotions. What's it like to have everything coming through your face?
It's funny because when we were in the recording studio, this happened on Into the Woods and it happened on Last 5 Years, there was a certain point where someone on the other side of that sort of ominous glass, you know, you see sort of discussion happening and then they press the intercom and they basically want you to push the emotion through your vocal performance. And I would try whatever they wanted me to try, but there was part of me feeling like, you have to trust that when it's paired with the visual, it will make more sense. And I just have to trust that it will come across on my face because the camera is so sensitive. The thing that I learn more and more is that restraint is the way to go.
Except maybe in one scene, it's also at that Ohio theater when your character fantasizes a huge production number with chorus boys bearing you around the stage. It's called A Summer in Ohio. Let's listen.
I could wander Paris after dark, take a carriage ride through Central Park, but it wouldn't be as nice as a summer in Ohio, where I'm sharing a room with a former stripper and her snake, Wayne.
To get to work with some really fabulous boys who were acting as dancers in that scene made me feel like I was in like a 50s musical, you know, sort of kids putting on a show, and to really go for it, to play that heightened thing and do a little bit of like a Chicago type number within this movie was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna go back to Ohio. I put you on tin foil for a spell. I could get a root canal in hell, but it wouldn't be as swell as this summer is gonna be.
Do you think that young people, I mean, you say we're going through a cycle and there are musicals out there. They're doing Peter Pan on NBC. Do you think that younger people are going to be attracted to this? They obviously flock to see Pitch Perfect.
I certainly hope so. And it feels like there is, you know. I mean, I feel like the Tumblr kids are the musical kids, and that makes me really, really happy.
Yeah. And what kind of a career do you envision? I mean, you were talking about catching this wave, but there's Meryl Streep, you know, also singing in Into the Woods and Mamma Mia.
Are you asking me if I envision being Meryl Streep? Because absolutely, yes.
Doesn't everyone?
You know, to even choose a hero, I just want to go through it myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have my own career that somebody else can point to and go, yeah, no, I mean, we remember her for the good ones, but she had some stinkers, you know?
That's Anna Kendrick, her new film, One of the Good Ones, The Last 5 Years. Anna, thank you.
Thank you.
And she'll reprise what she calls her grumpiest character in Pitch Perfect 2 in May. Oh, joy. It's here and now.